Thank you very much. Good morning. How y'all doing today? Well, good. Praise the Lord. Let me make a recommendation. How many military in the room? Anybody else in the military? Okay. A couple around the building. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Don't go around wishing people a happy Memorial Day. This is a solemn time. This is a time where we remember our honored dead. And they are our honored dead. I thank God. I've got it written here. There are pictures that these are my personal pictures, and the one in the middle is very, very personal to me, because that's one of the boys that my wife and I call son. He's my Mexican son, as you can tell. But he's just part of the. He's my son's best friend, and he's a Marine, and that is his best friend. He was a Marine sniper, and he's standing alongside the grave of his best friend. That was with him. He was there when his best friend was killed, and he brought him home. It's a solemn time. It's a special time, and I've got something. I want you to take your Bible, go to Exodus chapter 3. Just so many things I want to do, so many things I want to say. I don't want to get my message mixed up with what I want to say. But President Garfield, on May the 30th, 1868, said this: "We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke, but we do know they summed up and perfected by one solemn act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country, they accepted death, and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and virtue." May I say, I have the privilege, and I have another piece of paper somewhere. I have things that I brought thinking about today. When I asked, when the pastor and I spoke and we talked about he asked me what days I had available, and I had this Sunday available. And I didn't realize when I said I had this Sunday available that it's Memorial Day and a Memorial Day weekend. But in your Bible, and did I tell you where to turn? Exodus chapter 3? Okay, good. At least I got to the right place. Exodus chapter 3, find verse 11 if you would, please. And if you're at all able, let's stand out of respect for the Word of God. I want to talk to you this morning about, and this day, we're going to talk about memorials. And we're going to talk about what they are, how, where they come from, not necessarily where they come from. We're just going to talk about memorials in the Word of God, because I believe they're important. And I believe this day is important. I believe this day is important if you are a soldier. I believe that you've lost friends. I believe this day is important. I believe this day is important for moms and dads and brothers and sisters that have lost their loved ones. This day is important. I have personal friends that are no longer with me that have given their life. But we're going to look at memorials. I got to looking at it in the Word of God, and I've just got a few thoughts, and then we'll go to the house this morning. I ask you to come back. We're going to talk about I got something. I got a new message, and just something that I've been working on and thinking about. But here in Exodus chapter 3, and look at verse 11. The Bible says, "And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he, that's God, said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. Father, we thank you for the word of God. I thank you for all that you've given me because of the word of God. I thank you for what you've taught me through the word of God and in the word of God and by the word of God. And Lord, I thank you for that name that's above every name. God, I thank you for the name of Jesus. I thank you the day I got saved was by the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this memorial. The very first mention of the word is here. And God, I just thank you for the memorial of your name, all that it is and all that it means and all that it should mean to each and every one of us today. God, I pray you help us and bless us. Father, help hide me behind the cross. Don't let Lou get in the way. Father, but I pray you'll set angels on my mind and on my lips and teeth and tongue, and then help me to think and then speak precisely what you'd have us to hear. God, I pray you bless each hearer with ears and a heart that is willing to hear and apply your word. And Father, help us to be more like you and want to do more for you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can have a seat if you would. I appreciate you. I appreciate you sitting still. It's hard for me as a patriotic American, and it's hard for me to on 4th of July, it's hard for me to focus on anything but my country and all that God's given us. And it's hard for me on Memorial Day to focus on what I want to focus on. So I'd ask you just to bear with me, because it's not that I just there's so many things I want to say, and so I'd like you to come back tonight so I can just be mean and nasty and just throw stuff around but I want to I'm not going to do that this morning, I don't think. You just never can tell. Amen. I enjoy being in church. I enjoy your church. I'm sitting right there, and I enjoy the sounds of young people singing in the back and kids singing in the back. That, you know, that is not something that is a normal thing in the average Baptist circle these days. The devil has taken that stuff away, and we've let him. And so I'm glad your pastor and you as a church body have not. And so I'm thankful that the church here still continues forward. But my mind is drawn to these memorials. I looked up the word memorial. It means preservation of memory. It means that which preserves the memory of something or someone. Anything that serves to keep in mind or in memory. There are monuments. A monument is a memorial of a deceased person or also an event. May I say the Lord's Supper is a memorial of the death and burial of the death of Jesus Christ and the sufferings of Christ. May I say memorial is something can be a structure. To remind us, it's intended to commemorate someone or something. May I say, I've been to medals being pinned on officers and police or sheriffs and military, and they're there. They're moments to commemorate it's to preserve a memory. May I say, in the Word of God, as God spoke. Unusual situation. The children of Israel, God had, they've been captive now for almost 430 years, and God is about to deliver them, and God needs a deliverer. And God chooses Moses
to be the spokesperson. Moses is a good man. And here, as the spokesperson, Moses comes to God, and Moses is a little timid, and I say not timid, but a little afraid, because this is a daunting task that he's been asked. But I want you to notice what Moses says. Moses says, God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, God, I can't do this. I'm not equipped to do this. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure I want to do this. God, I'd like to be a help, but God, who am I? I mean, I'm nobody. And by the way, I believe we ought to be humble. And I believe you ought to understand that who we are. I believe we ought to understand that we're really nobody and nothing, and that God can use anybody. God said, Jesus said at one time, that people don't cry out. He said, the rocks are going to cry out. And so understand, God doesn't need us. God wants us, but he doesn't need us. And Moses understood it, but Moses is making an excuse trying to get out of doing something because he's a little afraid of what might be coming. May I say, God speaks unto him and says, certainly I will be with thee. Now that ought to be enough. Hey, I want you to understand something before God is speaking to Moses. Now, God does that through the Word of God. Moses had a direct line to God. This is Old Testament times. God had a direct line. Moses had a direct line to God. And God says to Moses, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. God said, hey, Moses, see where you're standing right here? This is going to be where you're going to serve. You're going in there. You're coming right back here. I'm going with you. I'm with you. Now, that ought to have been enough. And Moses said unto God, behold. Now, I like to read the word behold. I've got it underlined in my Bible, and I've got it highlighted in blue. So that when I read it, I go, behold. Because in 98% of the cases, when the word behold is used, it's to grab your attention. Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? You know, there's something about a name. There's something about a name. Now, my name is D. Philip Antonio. I'm stuck with 15 stinking letters this long in a name that most people can't pronounce, in a name that, I went to school and I asked my grandfather. I said, Grandpa, I said, let me ask you a question. Now, my grandfather came from Italy. I mean, I'm second generation here. All of my grandparents, my dad's parents, the D. Philip Antonios, and her name was something. DePietro. They came from central Italy. My mom's parents, the Tamarcios and the DiBellas, they came from the southeastern corner, I think, of Sicily. So I'm second generation here. All of my parents were born here. Both of my parents were born here, but all my grandparents were born in Italy and Sicily. And they all came over here. When my grandfather came over, he was 16 years old. My grandpa, Luigi Di Filippo Antonio. Hey, Luigi. He comes over. That's Lewis in Italian. That's where I get Lewis. My father was going to name me Luigi. My mom said, absolutely not. Now, my mom is 100% Sicilian, and she'd have been okay with that name. But she said, no, because all of my grandparents wanted their children to learn English and be American. Maybe I ought to say that again. My grandparents left their home country to make this their home country, so that they spoke their native language and they learned English so they could communicate, so they could blend in. I'll leave that alone because I'm going to get mad. And I don't want to get mad because we're going to talk about Jesus today. But I asked Grandpa when he got off the boat. Well, I didn't ask him when he got off the boat, but I asked him about the time when he got off the boat. I said, Grandpa, let me ask you a question. He goes, And I look, I'm his namesake. I said, Grandpa, I got to ask you a question. I said, when you got off the boat, when you come to America, oh, let me tell you, when I come to America, it was such a beautiful country. He said, I had $3.22. I come to America, freedom. He said, I got off on this boat. He said, it's bringing me to the wall. He says, I get my name carved in the wall. I get my name in a brick. He said, it cost me 20 cents. My name in a brick. My name. I said, can I ask a question? Now, look, I'm 11, 12 years old. Getting ready to go into high school, you know, just or 7th, 8th grade. You know, and I'm anybody 7th, 8th grade? Just, what grade are you in?
7th.
How old are you?
13.
I was in 6th grade, because I think I was 12, maybe been 13. I could have used you last week in a sermon. And I asked him, I said, Grandpa, I got to ask you a question. I said, and my dad's there, my mom's in the room, we're at their house. And my grandmother, his wife is there, my grandmother, my grandfather, a couple of my cousins, my uncles, you know, because when Italians get together, you know, always somebody shows up, and they lived in town, and people just walk by, hey, Luigi, hey, they sit down, they drink coffee, and all kind of other stuff that you're not supposed to drink as a Christian. And I asked Grandpa, I said, I'm serious. He said, what is it? I said, I got to ask you a question. I said, I don't understand. I said, you came here. How come you didn't shorten your name? How come you didn't shorten our last name? And the expression on his face went from to. Why you ask a stupid question like that? It's my name. I'm not going to cut it short. It's my name. Luigi Di Filippo Antonio. It's my name. I said, Grandpa. I said, it's so stinking long. He goes, let me tell you something, boy. I'm going to help you. Because you're kind of stupid. I'm going to tell you something, none of you forget. One of these days you're going to think of me. He said, you know why I know shorten? He said, because I give, they come, hey, you want to cut off? You want to be Lou de Flee, Lou de Floop, Lou de Flop? He said, I walk around. He said, there's Bob Jones, Bill Smith, Mikey Lee. He goes, everybody got a name all sound alike. I said, but Grandpa, everybody can say those names. I said, they can't say ours. He goes, hey, let me tell you. They might not be able to say, but they're not going to forget it. You got a name, boy. Okay. I got a name, boy. He said, they know, hey, they might not be able to say, but they're not going to forget your name. Can I tell you something? I still meet people. They just had the 50th anniversary of Hiles Anderson College. I didn't know about it. I didn't get to go. But I've been told that people are going, hey, where's Lou? You know, Lou, the long guy with a long last name. I remember a story, and I don't know why I'm telling it, but I remember the story when one night somebody had broke a window on my bus. And every time a bus was damaged at First Baptist, when you were a bus driver or you were the bus captain, you were responsible for your bus. So I was not the bus driver, I was the bus captain, but his name got called, and they had to call my name and another guy. They called all the names before church. And this was one of those days. This was the second time they ever had to call my name at a church service. And Brother Hiles, because Brother Hiles is doing this. He calls one guy, his name is Norm Dawala Malafite. Or Dawala Malafite. He had to call his name because I guess he had Norm Dwalla Malafite. And he's spitting, he's trying to, and Jack Hiles was just, I mean, he was the man, but I mean, he could pronounce a Polish name. He's looking at all these, that was an Australian name, or from Australia, I believe. And then he had to pronounce that name, and he looked over at Ray Young over here. He looked over at Ray Young, and he went, where did he come from? And he reads another name, and the third name he had to read, Lou D, and he looks over at Ray Young, he goes, Lou D, you know who you are, Lou D for the Philippines or something or other. And he looks over at Ray Young. He says, don't you have anybody that can do what they do with shorter last names? And in my mind, I say, see, Grandpa, even Dr. Jack Hollis was my name short. I say all that to get you to think about a name. A name is your, here's what God said about his name. He said, you go tell them, he said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you tell the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. And God said also, God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. Now he's talking to Moses. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. What's my memorial? He says, my memorial, you go tell them that I'm God, that I am that I am. I looked up the word I am in every kind of thing you can look it up in, and I found out that the words that I am is a title for God with a focus on presence or ever present, on care and concern, on a personal relationship. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. God was telling Moses, he said, listen, I've got a memorial for all, for every generation. Listen, a memorial. Tomorrow I'll get up and my wife and I, and we'll put on red, white, and blue, and we'll do something. We'll do what we normally do. We'll get up. We'll have a little breakfast. I'll exercise and do stuff. And then about 10 o'clock, we'll go walk through what they call it's a big field, and it's all flags, and they have a small last year they had the wall, the Vietnam wall, just a little one, and that it came by on a trailer, and it was really cool. And they set this thing up, and man, there's patriots and soldiers and people all over the place, and on every flag, I mean by the hundreds, on every flag through this field, it's got a name of a young soldier or marine that's given their lives for the cause of freedom. And I'll go through there and I'll take my list, and we'll get all the grandchildren together, and we walk through every flag. I look at all the pictures, and my grandchildren are going, come on grandpa, and I'm going, hey, look, I want you to understand why this flag is flying today. This flag is flying because of this person that gave his life for the cause of freedom. I said, I want you to understand, freedom is not free. There's some mom home with a broken heart. There's some wife home with a broken heart. There's some child home with a broken heart, because husband and son and father's not coming home. There's some dad brokenhearted that his namesake that was going to carry on the tradition of the name is gone. So I walk them all through that, and I show them all the things, and I cry all through the whole place. Because freedom is not free. And I got to thinking about what Jesus said, what God said here. He says, you go tell them, I am that I am. He said, you go tell them, I am hath sent me unto you. Then he goes on, he says, moreover, he said, God said moreover unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The Lord means is Jehovah. It's the name of the one true God with a focus on sure existence, his relationship to his covenant people, the saved. God is, it means strength, supreme, not just powerful, scary, mighty, terrible, just, and mean, but a supreme, all-powerful God. He said, you go tell him, the all-powerful, all-knowing, Jehovah, God of the universe, I am that ever-present, personal relationship God. You go tell him, I am that I am, hath sent you. He said, and just Moses, in case you get anything messed up in your thinking, the God of the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. And then there's a colon, and this finishes the statement. God is speaking now directly to Moses. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. He said, I'm going to set up a memorial. When my mom and dad passed away, dad in 2020, mom in 2021, they now have a headstone. It's their monument. It's their memorial. It's got their name on there. And my mom was so vain, she didn't want to tell anybody how old she was when she died. It just got the day on there. It's got the day she died on there. I said, Mom, you got to put that. Nah, I don't want anybody to know. Is what it is. Sicilian. You just leave it alone and move on. But listen, I can drive by in that church parking lot in the back, underneath of the biggest tree back there. There's their memorial. There's their monument. That's a memorial. When I go by there, I think about who they are. I think about what they were to me. I start thinking about good times and fun times and tough times and I think about all these things. You can read their name. Had to get a 4.5 or a 5 foot stone. It says D. Philip Antonio on it. All 15 letters. I told the guy, whatever you do, don't misspell it. Because we ain't paying for it if you misspell it. I like my name spelled right. You say, but it's 15 letters. I know, but I like it spelled right. There's something about that. There's something about a name. God, listen, God wanted us to know something. God wanted us to understand. He says, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. He said, I don't want anybody to ever forget that I am that I am. I don't want you to forget that I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I don't want you to forget that I'm God, that I'm the Lord God. This is my name forever. I am. I am now. I was then, but I am now and I always will be. I am. Listen, I'm ever present. There's not a past tense God. There's not a future tense God. There's just a I am God. Amen. And we've got to remember, He's I Am. He's the I Am, the Almighty, the ever-present, personal God. He loves us. He said, you go tell Him, I am that I am. The memorial of the Lord's name. I am that I am. I got to thinking about some things as I dug through my Bible and got to looking at some things. And I dug up the word, I just looked up the word I Am. I Am as it applies to Jesus. The name that does a lot of things. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Can I say, I am his name. Listen, he came to fulfill. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 13, the Bible says, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Can I say, his name, that I am, is here. His name has come to call sinners to repentance. May I tell you this morning, my friends, you'll not get saved. You'll not get saved. There's no name given among heaven whereby the name of Jesus whereby you must be saved. God says, I've given a name. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. God said, if you want to get saved, I am can save you. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34 and 35, the Bible says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." He said, listen, "I am came to stir things up." Can I tell you something? He's talking about salvation. He's talking about being saved. He's talking about making a difference and wanting everybody to know there's something different about I am. He said, "I didn't come to make peace." He said, "I came to set a variance." He said, I came to shake things up a little bit. I tell you something, you can go to the grocery store, you can jump up and say, "Hey, just want you to know I love Buddha. Hey, just want you to know I love God. Hey, just want you to know I love whoever the rest of them are." Nobody, people look at you. You jump up on a table and go, "Hey, I want you to know that I love Jesus. The I am, the author and finisher. I love Jesus. He's the I am that I am." You're going to be getting, the police will be coming very soon. You're going to get, if you do that at work, you're going to get called into the boss's office. "Well, you know, we just don't talk about religious stuff around here." You know why? Because there's something about that name.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That name stirs things up. Amen. God said, "It's my memorial unto all generations." Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." May I say, he said, "I am here to give rest in your soul." He says in Luke chapter 12 and verse 49, and then a different way in verse 51, and then something different in verse 51, but in Luke 12, 49, he says, "I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it already be kindled?" He said, "I am come to send fire. I'm come to burn stuff up. I'm come to change things." He says in verse 51 of that same chapter, "Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on the earth? I tell you nay, but division." He said, "Look, I came to divide. I came to divide the good from the bad, the saved from the lost. I came to divide." Can I tell you something? His name ought to cause us to divide. Listen, we ought to separate ourselves from the world and the wicked and the wandering. Hey, we ought to separate ourselves unto God. He said, "I didn't come to send peace." He said, "I came to stir things up." He said, "I didn't come to send peace on earth, but division. I want there to be a division in my people, those that claim I am as their God." You got too many people, too many Christians. They just, I don't know what they're doing. You can't tell the difference between them and the lost. God didn't want that. That's not what the name I am that I am, that memorial left for all generations, is all about. May I say, this will be a name that does things for you. In John chapter 6, verse 48, he says, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life." I remember January on a Tuesday night in 1974 when I took my first bite of bread. I'm talking about living bread. I'm talking about the bread of life. I remember the night I took my first bite. It just was like, It filled and it did so many things for me that I just cannot even explain. And then he said this, John chapter 6, verse 51. He said in verse 48, "I am the bread of life." Then he says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." He says, I'm not only the bread of life for each and every individual, but I'm the living bread. I came down here to give my life so that you wouldn't have to give yours. I'm the living bread. I am. When God told Moses, "You go tell him, I am that I am. I'm the I am God that I am." Explain that. I just did best I could. When I first read that, I went, God, I don't even know what that means. He goes, you will in time, dummy. It's taken about 35 years before I even touch that passage of Scripture. I look at it. I read it every year, twice a year. I read it every year. Oh, twice a year. Ooh, that's nice. I studied it out a little bit. Ooh, that's nice. But the last couple of years, I've just been looking at this thing, and I am that I am. Can I say the only place God says I am that I am is right there? Only place. But there are a lot of I ams Jesus mentioned. In John 8:12, he says this, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hey, God said, you want to walk in darkness? Go ahead. But I am come so that you can walk in the light. I don't know about you. I don't like darkness. I don't like nighttime. I don't like it when the lights go off. I like the light. That's why I got lights in my house. We turn them on. My dad was a nut. My dad would go around the house. All of us kids had the lights on. My dad would go around the house shutting off all the lights. Now, I do that now with my grandchildren, shutting off all the lights because the electric bills, that means out there spinning like smoke, and I got to pour water on to cool it off. And now I'm going around shutting off all the lights. But you know something? My wife and I have lights in different things, different places, because I tell her, you know, I'm downstairs studying, or I'm downstairs, you know, sitting in a chair downstairs doing something. I don't want the light. I don't want to walk upstairs in the dark. So I've got these LED rope light things going down the steps on a timer so that they stay on until they shut off and on as, you know, with the light. And I don't want to stumble around in the dark. Man, I'm 64 years old. You fall now and you end up breaking something that you ain't supposed to break, you're going to be in trouble. I take all the vitamins and I do all the stuff I'm supposed to do and trying to do all the stuff I'm supposed to do, but still, I don't like dark. I can't see as well in the dark like I used to. I mean, deer jump out at you, run into your car in the dark. They've done that. But here's what Jesus said. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Can I tell you something? There's something about following Jesus. Something about following Jesus in the Word of God. Something about getting in the Word of God. Listen, the light just shines when He's there. Why? Because He's the light of the world. Amen. I am. Look what He says in chapter 8 and verse 23. And He said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Can I say, He said, I am from above, I'm not of this world, I'm just out of this world. I am out of this world. Hallelujah. I'm above the world, but I'm out of this world. Can I tell you something? I am. He says, I'm from above, I'm not of this world. Then He says in verse 24 of John chapter 8, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Here's what Jesus said. He said, hey, you can believe what you want. You'll die in your sins. If you don't believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. Can I tell you something? You cannot get saved outside of Jesus Christ. You cannot get saved out of recognizing and accepting the I am God. Amen. You will not and cannot be saved outside of this name, Jesus. This I am that I am. This ever-present God. In John chapter 8, verse 58, He says this. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He said, before there was ever man, before there was ever a person that you know, I am. I've always been here. I am eternal. May I say, in John chapter 10, verse 7, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Then He says this in verse John 10, 9, He says, I am the door by me. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and shall find pasture. He said, I'm the door of the sheep in verse 7. I'm the door of the sheep. Bless God, He's the shepherd, we're the sheep. He's our door. I'm the door of the sheep. Then he said this, I'm the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. God said, I'm the door. But if I'm the door, if you're out there, if you don't come in, you're still out there. You're not, you can't be saved. He said, I'm the door, and I'm the door that say, I am the door of the sheep, and I'm the door of salvation. In verse 10, John 10:10, he said, the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Can I say, he said, I am come to give life and to give it more abundantly. God said, I've not come just to give you salvation, just to give you eternal life, but to give you an abundance of joy in that life. Man, there's just something about knowing Jesus, something about being saved, something about man, I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad Jesus set up a memorial. The very first memorial God set up was the memorial of His name. He said, this is my name and this is my memorial forever to every generation. I am that I am. You just go tell them, I am sent you. Who are you? I'm God. I'm Savior. I'm Redeemer. That's who I am. You go tell them, I am sent you. Let me give you one more. The Bible says in John 14:6, then Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me read it the way it struck me. Jesus said unto them, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am. Can I tell you something tonight, my friends? He's the I am God. Let me get back to my sermon and say this. As I thought about His name, and I'll be quick as I can, but as I thought about His name in the Word of God, He said, this is my, he says, this is my name forever. He's I am that I am. He's I am. He's God. He's the Lord God of your fathers. He's the God of. He says, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Can I tell you some of the names I find in the Word of God for Jesus and for God? He's called Alpha and Omega. He's called Almighty. He's the altogether lovely one. He's the beginning and the bread and the branch. He's bridegroom. He's the bright morning star. He's Christ. He's counselor. He's the compassionate one. He's deity and the darling son and the desire of all nations. He's the ever-present, everlasting God, eternal God. He's Father. He's faithful witness. He's forgiveness. He's God. He's good. He's giver of life. He's the giver of peace and rest. He's heaven, a haven of rest. He's the Holy One, the High One, the Indweller, the Illuminator. He's Jesus. He's the Just One. He's King and King of Kings. He's King and Lord of Lords. He's lover of my soul. He's mighty. He's near. He's the noble one. He's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He's the Prince of Life. He's the Prince of Peace. He's all powerful. He's purity and potentate. He's the answer of all questions. Listen, he's the Redeemer and the resurrection and royalty. He's Savior and sovereign. He's terrible. The Bible calls him, I call him tremendous. He's unbelievable. He's unlimited. He's urging and he's the unction. He's undeniable. He's the victorious one. He's the valiant one. He's vibrant. He's my vision. He's vigorous. Listen, can I say he's the wisdom of the ages? His name is wonderful. His name is Yahweh. He's the reason I yell. And he's my zenith and my zeal. And can I tell you tonight? Listen, the Bible says God's given him a name that is above every name that at the name of Jesus. Let me go to second. Go to Philippians chapter. What is it? Chapter 2. Go to Philippians chapter 2 real quick. Go to Philippians chapter 2. I got it memorized, but I don't want to mess it up. I'm prone to do that. Look at verse 5, and I'm almost done. I'm trying to figure out where to land a plane. Look at verse 5, chapter 2 and verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you. God said, hey, I got something. I want you not to forget who I am. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. God said, I've given him a name. I've highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. A name above every other name befitting his exalted position. A name all and every knee will bow to both in heaven and on earth. A name absolutely every tongue will exclaim and proclaim. He said, I've given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, things in earth, and things on earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Christ, he's Jesus Christ, he's Lord, and you do this to the glory of God the Father. Can I say? God said, you go tell him I am that I am. You go tell him I am hath sent me to you. You go tell him my name. You go tell him I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But you make sure you tell him I am sent you. I am the ever-present, ever-present God. First time he mentioned I am. You go tell him I am sent you. You go tell him their ever-present, I am God, sent you. And he went off and did what he was told. May I say this morning, we have the memorial of the name of God. We have the memorial. We've talked about his name, but can I say, by way of conclusion, there's so many things I want to say, but he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I think about not only the memorial of the Lord in his name, but I think about the memorial of salvation. I think about the memorial of salvation. What are the memorials of salvation? Can I just give you a couple of them? The cross. The cross is a memorial. When I see the cross, I see Christ. I think about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ at the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is finished. And it was. May I say the memorial of salvation is the cross. The crown of thorns that he was wearing while on the cross. The memorial of salvation when you go to the tomb. We just celebrated a few weeks ago Easter. I preached, I don't know where I was, but I was preaching somewhere. And I remember thinking about and studying this, thinking about the angels that were there. They opened up the tomb. And I don't have time to rehash and preach my message. But listen, they said, he is not here. He is risen as he said. Why could he say that? Because I am that I am. I'm God. I'm king of the grave. I've conquered sin and death and hell in one blow. Hey, he's not. Why are you looking for him? Look, I'm going to give you the D. Philip Antonio 21st century paraphrase. Hey, why are you in here looking for him? He ain't here. And then the Southerner say, he ain't here. He done left out. Hey, man, you're welcome. I lived in the South for a few years. I think about the memorial of salvation. I think about the cross, the crown of thorns, the empty tomb, the resurrected Christ, the disciples that gave witness, the departure to heaven that Those men that were there when he commanded them. Listen, the two angels witnessed at the tomb. The angels that commanded and questioned them after he left. I think about Mary and the two disciples that encountered Jesus when he arose. I think about the Savior himself that manifested himself and alive and showed himself. Listen, 513 plus people saw Jesus. And the memorial of salvation, we still have the scriptures that talk about him. Can I tell you this morning, the memorial of his name. There was a song, I forget what it's called, but it was all about the name of Jesus. My wife used, we sang a song in Kingsway, used to call, "Take the name of Jesus with you, child of la 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 la." But it was, "Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go." Hey, Moses, don't be afraid. You go tell him, "I am that I am." He said, "You just go tell him, I am sent you." You go tell them the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The Lord God has my name. I am that I am. You just go tell them. Know what I come here to tell you this morning? He's come to save you. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I am the way. He said, "I am the way." There's no other way. You can go a bunch of ways, but he is the way. They can't come in. We hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I am the way. You go out here, Brother Choma said it this morning. Your pastor said it. A lot of people have a lot of ways out there they think. God said, "I am the way. I am the truth. This is not some truth. This is all truth." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Think about that. He didn't say, "I'm not a life." He said, "I'm the life." That means the one, there's only one of a kind of it. There ain't but one of it, and ain't nothing like it but this one. I am the life. That means I am the eternal life. I am the God of giving you eternal life. I am eternal God. He started out with the eternal part. I am the way. I am the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. Because I am God. And I'm the life. And then he adds, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let me ask you a question. Do you know the I am God? Does the I am God know you? Are you saved this morning? Have you accepted by faith, realizing I am the way, the truth, and the life? No man comes unto the Father but by me. Have you been saved today? Or are you running from God? Can I say the best memorial you could set up today is salvation memorials? In your heart and on your life. I got saved today. I don't know what today's date is. May the 29th. May the 29th, 2022. May 5/29, 2022. Be a good day to set your monument in your heart saying, "That was my day. That was my day. The day I, God, saved." Are you saved today? Do you know him today? I hope you do. Heavenly Father, would you please